Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the scriptures for the answer to the question, who are the sons of God, spoken of in the sixth chapter of Genesis. At the 5 o'clock service today, Pastor Otero will continue teaching the series from the book of Revelation, and the study tonight, this afternoon, will move on to chapter 4. And a reminder for the men and the boys, don't forget to sign up for the father and son breakfast to be held at the Tomlinson home in San Martin next Saturday, June 20th, and I believe it's at 8:30. Yes, okay. So there is a sign-up sheet in the church kitchen here, so be sure to sign up. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to him in song. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 70, Holy, Holy, Holy. Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 378, Stand Up for Jesus.
Thank you.
stand now as we sing hymn number 376, Take Time to Be Holy.
For prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you today with a grateful heart. We come to you because you are our High Priest, the one who brings our prayers into the throne of grace, into the presence of our mighty Father, our God. And Lord, we are grateful that as children of God, we are able to bring the Word of God to people, not only here in our church, to our congregation, but also across the radio and across the internet and through the service of CD ministry. And we reach thousands of people that perhaps cannot have a sound doctrine, and we thank you, Father. We thank you for those who come and support the ministry. We thank you for those who come and listen and go home and know that they have been fed with the Word of God. We thank you for those who are in the extended church, people who have no church affiliation, but they listen to us and become part of our church, some of them in New York, some of them in Southern California, in New Jersey, in Philadelphia. Thank you, Father, for this group of people who meet together and they listen to our broadcast so that the Word of God will feed their heart and their life will be in tune with you. No wonder today our lesson in Sunday school said, come unto me. And so, Father, then also he said, take in, carry with yourself my load. And then at the end you said, because it is easy. And so, Father, this is what we try to do. To bring people into the kingdom of God and then teach the people in the kingdom of God how to carry the load of obeying his commandment. And it's such a beauty because your commandments are no grievous, said your book, the Bible. And so, Lord, we are delighted with all our hearts and mind to worship together, to bring glory to your name and preciousness for who you are and what you do for us. And then at the same time, to exhort ourselves to obey you, and the warnings of your word, like today in the book of Jude, is for those who they think that they can be Christians and doing whatever they want in their life. And the song that we just have is take time to be holy. And so, Father, help us to take time to analyze our life and to check our way of life and to be an example of the greatness and the power of God in our life. We thank you for our missionaries who do as well preach the word. Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Maritza Perez, David and Denise Roth, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Ferretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Jose and Diana Avila, the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. Bless them, touch them, and protect them. And Father, our family, my wife and I, are heavy on what happened this week. Our beautiful, precious niece, Liliana, 58 years old. You took her to your presence after a very battle with cancer. And so, Father, we pray for her husband. And we pray for Elvira, our sister-in-law, that you touch their heart. And for her sister, Irene. Irene is the wife of our missionary, Sacher, that we have at one time. And so, Father, we pray that the comfort of the Scripture may fill their heart in these painful moments. And then, Lord, for our missionary, Lacey, his father, Lacey Sr., is laying down in coma in an Alzheimer's center. And we thought, Father, that last week when I was there, he will be with you. But you keep him alive. And, Lord, we pray that you will keep it a little longer until Danny come from New Jersey tomorrow and see his father in the last moment of his life. And so, Father, give Miriam strength, who is encouraging Martha, his wife, and Emma, who is there with them. And so, Father, this is a very painful occasion. And then, Lord, if you take him this week, when I be there during the service and the memorial service, help us to do a service to your honor and to your glory. And help Danny, who was very close to his father, to have comfort and peace in his heart. Lord, we know we're going to depart. We know that we are temporary. We know that everything in this world is passing by. But when that happens, that is painful. And we are reminded in the Scripture that Jesus cried on Lazarus' tomb. And he cried for those who have no hope, for those who do not believe. And so, Father, help the family to bring the testimony and the glory of God in these painful moments of their life. We thank you for the opportunity to be there and the opportunity as a pastor to minister to him. Lord, Mr. Lacey is the one who wrote all my workbooks in my school. And I thank you for his ministry and for his work. Thousands of people, 28,000 students in jail, went through those workbooks. And so as Psalm 116 said, my saints comes to me, but their works remain. And so his works remain in the hands of people. Thank you, Father, that you use us once, and then our work continues. Thank you, thank you. And now, Father, as we continue in the blessings of your name, and as we continue in the reading and in the study of thy word, may the preciousness of Jesus and the glory of his presence be ours. We thank you always for the provision of your people, and this Sunday we thank you again. So bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Epistle of Jude. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1335. We will be reading Jude verses 1 through 19. Would you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Jude verses 1 through 19. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not, and the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains unto darkness, unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, you should walk after their own godly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father and our God, we thank you for the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ and for the scriptures to guide us that we may gain wisdom and knowledge. As we read the Bible, we know that these eternal words are indeed living and active, and without them, we wouldn't be able to correctly discern good and evil. We thank you, Father, that by your grace we are no longer blind and deaf to reality and truth, because we believe you and not the many voices claiming to speak the truth. We pray that many will hear and believe the truth as your word is preached today. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he brings the message today, speaking the great truths of your word. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and tape and CD, that we may order our lives in accordance with that word. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?